Ceredigion Association for the Blind wants to help local blind and partially sighted people interested in technology with a loan or grant. Here's Gordon Harris.
I'm a volunteer for the RNIB. I am also a member of the Ceredigion Association for the Blind. It's a county association that helps visually impaired and blind people in our county. During the last 12 to 14 months, we as an association have noticed how difficult it is for visually impaired people to get help to learn with technology and going out and about. And we sort of got together and thought how we may be able to help them. Now, this year, under our chairman, Gillian Hopkins, we've got some money that we can use to help give grants out to people who possibly want new technology, like an iPad or a laptop or something like that, or even anything that will help with independence, such as maybe a talking microwave or a kettle or something like that. Now, to do that, they have to be recorded with social services. And if they give the association a ring specifying what they want or what they might want, maybe they just want to chat to see what's available. And then we can direct them to the right person and hopefully give them some help. The criteria is that they have to live in Ceredigion and be under Ceredigion Social Services. The lady who's in charge with the visually impaired is called Melanie Richards, who will be giving the person a ring just to have a chat, and then we'll go from there. I don't know how long it'll take, but as I mentioned earlier on, we have got some equipment in stock at the moment that we'll be able to take out to houses once this COVID situation resolves itself and help them, hopefully, to see what's most suitable for them to make it easier for them or happier for them. The equipment we have at the moment, we will be loaning it out to them to try out for a month or 6 weeks, just to see how they get on with it. We have got a couple of people who will be taking the equipment out and showing them how to use it, and we'll give them a few lessons to show them how it works. And when they've decided, or if they decide this is what they want, or maybe they'll be advised by our helper to go for something else, and if they can't afford the equipment, then we will be able to give a grant to help them buy whatever they need. We don't really have a technology group. What we have got is volunteers. We've got a gentleman down in Cardigan who used to work for the RNIB and is excellent with technology. He's the one that taught me to use my iPad and my iPhone and what have you. We are also asking the social services department. They've got a few people who are willing to go out to help to teach them. As I said, if people get in touch with us, depending on how many phone up, then we'll sort out then from there how we go about going out to see them and helping them. We all know how expensive equipment is for visually impaired people. Any sort of technology to help with visually impaired is very expensive. Even the kettle, I think, is about £70 to buy. So some people can't afford £70. Some people obviously can. But if there's more technical equipment they need, such as an iPad or a laptop or something to help them see, which is in the hundreds of pounds, then we will be able to give them some money towards buying one of those. They won't necessarily need to buy it all themselves. There'll be financial help there for them.
How has technology helped you through lockdown, Gordon? What have been the benefits for you?
Absolutely massive. I mean, when I started three and a half years ago, I had no technology at all, and I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to use technology. Well, I can't live now without my iPad or iPhone, simply because I can now send emails to make it easier to get in touch with people. I can use my iPad to gain radio stations. I can use my iPad to ask questions such as, what is the weather going to be in 3 days' time? And Siri on the iPad will tell me roughly what it's supposed to be. As I said, I couldn't live now without my iPad. I'm on it more or less 24 hours a day.
What has life been like for you during lockdown?
Do you know what? I've got to be honest, this may sound crazy, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the lockdown period simply because I've been able to sit down at home and help people out. I also help with befriending with the RNIB. I also take part with some book clubs. We've also got a technology group in Ceredigion. We used to meet up face-to-face once a month. And what we decided to do during the lockdown was to do it on the phone. And it's been absolutely fabulous. So to go on to Help for Technology, we've got about 8 people that we can ring up and ask for advice, whatever we need to do with the technology. So we won't be lacking in help, I don't think, if people need it. But as I said, during the lockdown, I'm lucky I live at home with my wife and daughter, I've been able to sit down and I found that I thoroughly enjoyed helping other people out. That's what I live for.
So if somebody's interested in wanting to try out some of the technology you have that you can loan, who should they contact, Gordon?
They can give me a ring, that's Gordon Harris, on 01570 470 671, or Gillian Hopkins, the chairperson of the Ceredigion Association for the Blind.
Gordon Harris, if you would like to take advantage of the offer of a loan or grant from Ceredigion Association for the Blind, you can call Gordon on 01570 470671 or call Gillian Hopkins, who is the chairperson of the association, on 01970 623 635.